I discussed this at our Thinken some weeks ago. I met with Stephen Donnelly, our spokesperson, and in turn we have now put this as one of our demands under the health budget. I believe that there's a total lack of government interest in solving this crisis, and I say that because when the Taoiseach was in Letterkenny recently, I challenged him to go and visit the hospital, and despite the fact that he passed it, he showed no interest whatsoever. In contrast with Micheál Martin, when he was in Donegal during the summer, we had a meeting with officials in Letterkenny, and we realised only full well the importance of providing 1.7 million so they can immediately open the 19-bed short stay unit in Letterkenny. It's not the solution to all the problems, but at least it goes some way towards alleviating the backup that's there right down to accident and emergency.
And in relation to the confidence and supply agreement, is this something that the Taoiseach must honour now in the budget to pass it?
Well, discussions are taking place at the moment, and I would hope that good sense would prevail. 1.7 million is small money in comparison with the billions that have been made available. And when we think that this year there has been an over expenditure of 600 million euro in the Department of Health, and we haven't seen any improvement whatsoever during 2018. So we are insisting on this, and I would be quietly confident.